that help as a linebacker, get in there and climb or something like that?
It's starting to. You know, a lot of the pain's starting to go away, so it's going to be, you know, a little more advantageous to have it than it has been the previous few games. But I'm starting to feel a lot more comfortable with it, and, you know, hopefully we'll get it off soon.
You've got an ankle, obviously, too. I mean, two good limbs? How are you feeling?
Well, it's hard to take a shower, I can tell you that. It's unfortunate, you know, coming in, you know, as any player, whether, you know, you're a veteran or you're a freshman, you know, you want to stay healthy, and that's a huge component to the game at this level is being able to stay healthy. And it's a little frustrating for me, but, you know, it's something that won't, you know, it's not going to hold me down. I mean, it held me out of the Boise game, which obviously I wish I would have participated a little more in, but, you know, that kind of limited me. But now, you know, Keith Bunch and the training staff doing a great job, so I'm feeling good. I'm ready to, you know, kind of get away from all this injury stuff. Start
the
to play
point,
well.
The points given up on the road. I mean, as a linebacker, yeah. Did you take this personal? I mean.
Yeah, definitely. Especially, you know, having a lot of ownership, you know, within this defense and trying to take on this leader role. That, you know, it's something that you want to try to prevent, obviously. Defensively, I feel that we've got to mature a little bit on the road. I think that we, you know, respond a little bit differently to adversity on the road than we do here at home. And I think that's an issue we need to get adjusted. I think the guys just need a little more time. I mean, I think that, you know, with practice and everything, that's something that we've definitely been looking to eliminate and something we're working on.
How big of a difference on the field do you see between Mississippi State, where the defense responds, and Kansas and Boise State, you know?
Well, it's a little different. I mean, playing away, you know, you're staying, you're not with your crowd, there's a lot of adversity, and I think that Coach Dooley always talks about how we need to not be affected. I think that it'll be a great advantage to this team if the entire team learns to numb itself to the environment. I think that, you know, obviously there's going to be an effect regardless of where you're playing, whether it's positive or negative. But at the same time, if you have the ability to limit the extent that a crowd or you know, as you're going to Hawaii, the time change or the, you know, just the climate affects your team, the better off you'll be. And that's something that we're looking real hard into, you know, playing a lot better on the road right now.
Do you think they're going to be able to do that with the island
then
this week?
Yeah, I think, you know, Coach Dooley always does a great job in preparing us mentally. Before we actually get to wherever we're going, I mean, we didn't really expect Boise to be 80 something degrees. I didn't, so that was a little change up. But he always has a great plan for us as far as scheduling and what we're going to do to prepare for things like this. And obviously, you know, I think what 8-hour time change, I believe. Anybody? Yeah, five. That's you know, going back home for me is 2 hours, and that's completely different. But, you know, at the same time, we're going, I think, a day early this time, and we're going to actually get two practices in, and so that'll definitely help. I think the padded practice on, I believe, Thursday is something that we're going to need just to kind of get the feel for the environment. So I think that'll be good, and I'm confident that Dooley has prepared.
You've played on the island before. What can you tell these young guys about, you know, the trip, the atmosphere? What do you tell them?
It's a football game. It's not vacation. That's the biggest thing. A lot of people, you see it in a lot of teams that just travel to Hawaii and they think, wow, we're in Hawaii, you know, here's the beach, and kind of get caught in this aura that you're not really there to play football until it's game time. And that's something that you've really got to try to focus really hard on and make that a prime and a premium within, you know, because this is a game, this is a business trip. And so the better that we can approach it that way, the better off we'll be.
You pretty much gave Colt a headache last year. Obviously, he's not here, but you know what Hawaii does, and the philosophy really hasn't changed what they do.
Well, you know, Hawaii, they're a great team. They've got a good scheme, and it works well for them. It's different coaching, you know, different players. But in the same sense, I think that Hawaii might be a little bit easier to prepare for because they're, you know, this is how it is. You know, we're going to spread, you know, they're going to run the zone, and maybe, you know, they're going to throw the ball out. So, I mean, it's not like you have to worry about, like, the Boise, you know, lining up, shifting, and then motioning, and all the extra stuff that goes on with their scheme. But I think that Hawaii is just like, hey, this is what we're going to do. So, you know, try and stop it. And I think that, you know, we're definitely have to work on our pass defense and our pass rush. I mean, it's going to be a big week for the defense and the entire team in general.
Any more questions for Quims? I got to ask you this. So if football doesn't work out, which one of these guys' jobs are you going to take first?
Well,
you did a good job the other day.
Well, I appreciate it, but, you know, it's just being sociable, I guess. I mean, communications isn't really my forte, but
we don't want you anyway.
You know, I can hold a camera or I can sit in front of it. What, you know, just smile and wave, right?
All right, thanks, Quims.
Appreciate it.